Okay, so we're in Perak Beis and Ilchos Deos, up to Halacha Hey. So the Rambam says he's going further with this idea of being quiet. So he says Siyag lechachma shasika. So a guard or a fence for wisdom is shasika, is being quiet. Levikach lo yumar lahashiv lo yarbe ledaber. Interesting. So a person should not rush to answer somebody, nor should he want to speak a lot. Okay. The yilam in the talmidim, right? Bishuva v'nachas belot zaka v'lo richas lashon, and he should learn to answer his students, right, in a pleasant manner. No screaming, right, and no expanding words, meaning trying to be as precise as possible. Hu sha'amar Shlomo dibrei chacham v'nachas nishman. That's what Shlomo said, that the words of the chachamim, when they're said pleasantly, are heard. But the main point here is that. That the Rambam furthers the idea of shasika to the point where, when it comes to responding to students, right, it should be done in a manner where it's pleasant and not using too many words. Okay, malach avav, asul adam lahanig atzam b'divrei chalukos opitoy. Okay, so that basically means a person should not behave in a crafty, shifty type of manner. Okay, v'lo ye echad b'peh ve'echad b'lev el tocho kivara. The Indian Shabalev who a davar shabepeh. That's a famous idea. A person should be consistent, meaning he shouldn't say something but think something else. Rather, whatever he's thinking, whatever he's saying, should reflect what he's thinking, and it should be bidirectional. But it should never be that a person, thinks one thing and says something else. Okay. The also looked of das abrios, a field das nachre. Now, this is an interesting idea in and of itself. The Rambam brings in the Gnevas das here. Now. Has anyone here ever heard of Gnevas Das? I think this applies to everybody. This is not a Jewish thing. This is like a general, like, proper midos that a person has. Okay? What's Gnevas Das? Okay? So Gnevas Das, before we get to the examples, is really about, it's not what people think. It's actually taking advantage of a certain, of the nature of social cohesion. And really, it's about taking advantage of someone's goodwill. Okay? That's really what Gnevas Das is. It gets misused quite a lot. In society, but there's a certain idea of how society should relate to each other and a certain trust, and it's taking advantage of a person's goodwill. So Ketzad lo yimkor lenachri baser nevela makam baser shkuta. See, you asked before about das nachri. You can't do gnevas das against anybody, right? It doesn't matter if they're Jewish or not. So Ketzad, so I can't sell to a non-Jew, let's say baser nevela. Right, b'makom baser shkuta. Right, so I can't deceive him insofar as what I'm selling him. V'lo min al shemesa b'makom min al shkuta. Right, v'lo yisara bechaverus yochel etzlo v'yodei shein ochel. That's a more famous one. Inviting your friend over, right, to come eat, even though you know he won't eat. Right, v'lo yarbelo b'tikrovos v'hu yodei shein mekabel. And like inviting your friend to come over, knowing he's not going to accept the invitation. V'lo yiftach lo chavios shutzarach leposchan lemokron kadei liftoso. So he shouldn't, like, for instance, open up, let's say he's got this incredible barrel of wine, or today's for bottle of wine, right? So let's say he was going to open it no matter what in order to sell it. But what he does is he has his friend over and makes it seem like he's opening it up because he respects his friend so much. Like, look, I have this chush of bottle of wine for you, when he's going to open up no matter what. Even a single word in these areas is aser. So it makes sense, meaning a person should say true things out of his mouth, and he really should be guided by these types of principles. So again, what the Rambam is saying here is very intuitive, right? And this goes into further an idea of when a person has good midos, how they're supposed to behave. Okay, halacha zayin, lo yehe adam bal schok. Okay, o mishalos velo atza ve'onein el sameach. So this is an interesting one. So a person should not be like laugh too much, nor should he be someone who's like sad and depressed, but he should be happy. Okay? What that is a good question. What does it mean just to be happy? But he should be happy. Kacham ru chachamim, schok v'kalus rosh, margilnas adam le'erva. That's why the chacham say laughter and frivolous talk, right? Like thinking frivolously leads someone to be violating sexual prohibitions. V'tzivu shelo yeh adam parutz b'tzchok. Right? Elamit Kabos called them Seir Panim Yafos. And therefore, they commanded that a person should not be overly, like, humorous, like, laughing all the time, nor should he be sad and in a mournful state. Rather, he accepts everybody with a pleasant demeanor. V'chein lo ye bal nefesh rechava, nifa lahon v'lo atzav batal milacha. Right? And he also shouldn't be somebody to, what do you call it, that is, that let's say is like too occupied by work, meaning his whole life is his job, nor should he be someone who's sad and is unable to work, like he's unable to be involved in the workforce. Doing malacha is going to be something that the Rambam is going to return to many times. Ela bal ayin tova mimayit be'esek v'osek b'tor. Rather, what should he do? He should be a bal ayin tova, which means he should limit his working basically to what he needs and learn Torah. But that which he works for, right, and that which he has, should be enough to make him happy. Now that's always a tricky one, okay? Because people don't, again, so for example, he shouldn't be jealous, or he shouldn't be gratifying his instincts constantly. He shouldn't be chasing after honor. Kina taiva kavod mutsiyim es haadam mina olam. Right. So when you pursue these areas, a person's removed from the world. Klal shel davar. What's the overall point here? Yelech b'mida b'nonis shevekol de'evadeya atchu kol de'osa mechuvanos b'emsos. Again, we should always search for the middle road, right? That's the proper road to be on. V'hushar shlomo amar, peles ma'akel reglecha, v'chol derechecha yikonu. Okay, Perek Gimel, okay, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Shema yomar adam, ho v'kine v'tayve v'kavuch yotze behem, derech ra'ahein, v'motzein es adam olam. But 1 second, jealousy and taiva and kavod are all bad, and they remove someone from the world. Efrosh behem b'yoser, v'esrochek l'tzad achra. Now, this is one of the most famous ideas in Hilchos Deos. Such a critical idea. So what a person might say is, listen, instinctual gratification, right? Gratifying myself in the physical world, pursuing honor, these are terrible things, right? And it's very harmful, right? So what am I going to do? I'm going to separate more so, v'esrochek l'tzad achra, okay? I'm going to move to the extreme. Ad shlo yochol basar, v'lo yishte yayin, v'lo yisa isha, v'lo yeshe b'nir anoya. Notice what he says there, by the way. Until a person says, I'm not going to eat, or I'm not going to have meat or drink wine. I won't get married. I won't live in a nice house. V'lo yilbash mabashna, and I won't, wear something nice. Ela hasak, that semer, hakasha, v'chiyotze behen, k'gon kohone avodei chokhamim. This is asceticism, okay? It's basically where a person says, I look at these things as being evil. I'm going to divorce myself from the physical world in its entirety. Gam ze derech rahi v'asur le'lechba. It's amazing. The realm holds that is usur, prohibited, right? And it's a bad road to go down. So whereas, of course, a person should control his instincts, to go to the point where you divorce yourself from the physical world in its entirety, that you can't do. And not only that, a mahalach b'derezu nikra chote. And someone who walks down this road is considered a chote. So if you see, like, in words, and Sharehu Omer ben Nazir, the Masher Chatal Anafesh. Right? That's why it says by the Nazir, that's a famous idea by the Nazir. The Nazir, who withdraws from wine, right? He is actually committed a chait. There's a sin there. What's the sin? Amr Chachamim, Umayim, right? Umayim Nazir Shalop Hirish Alamina Yayin, Sarah Kapara, Hamania Atzim, called Dabra Dabra, Achas Kama Kama. The Nazir, right? In order to say that wine, to not drink wine anymore, is to imply that somehow wine is intrinsically problematic, meaning it's bad. But no, a person can really enjoy wine, and it can be something that can benefit from, right? So in a similar sense, that's how a person should look at the physical world. They should never see it as an intrinsic evil, okay? That's a mistake. That's why the Chachamim say, and this is so critical, right? Don't go beyond what the Torah tells you that's usur. Right, whatever the Torah tells you is prohibited, right? That's all you need to do. You don't gain more points in going beyond what the Torah says is prohibited to, let's say, eat. Okay? Lo yeh oser atzo b'nedarim v'shvuos al dvarim ha-mutarim. Not only that, a person should not use the system of nedarim, right, to prohibit things that are mutar for him. Okay? It's a dangerous thing to start using nedarim. If a guy shouldn't say, listen, I'm going to make a neder not to, drink whatever. Right, so it's yours, which is mutter to him. That's a very bad habit to get into. It's not enough for you what the Torah asked, but the Torah is already a very challenging system insofar as all the prohibitions, you're coming along and adding more. The klal is that elu shemis an and tamid ain't of derech tova, and that's why people, for instance, fast all the time. That's not the right path. Right? That's why a person shouldn't like beat himself during a tainus. That's why Shlomo says, don't be too much of a tzaddik. Okay? Okay. Halacha Beis. Tzarech Adam Sheichav and Libo V'chol Masav Kulam Leides Hashem Baruch Hu Levad. Okay. So now what should a person do? A person is obligated to have his entire mind and actions focused on one thing, and that is to know God. Okay? So now he's tying in the psychological back to the philosophical. So a person, his every part of him should always want to understand God. V'yesh Shifto V'kumo V'diburo. So whether he sits or stands or speaks, everything, every action he does, Hakol Le'uma Zeh Adavar. Everything he does should be for this thing. So how does that work? Kitzad, kishe yisev yiten, when he does business, o yasem ulacha litoschar, right? Or he works to get to get paid. Lo yeh belibo likbots mama lavad, right? Ele yasid varma elo kadesh yimsad varm shaguf tzarech lahem achil shesia, the yeshiva's bias nesias isha, right? Rather, he shouldn't just say, I want to get paid. Rather, he sees it as a value, meaning the value is that not just to gather money, right? But because he recognizes that there's certain bodily needs he has, like eating or drinking. He needs a house. He has to get married. So there's a purpose. It's not just accumulating money, but there's a purpose that makes him, that'll improve him as a person. Right? Also, if a guy eats, drinks, and has sexual relations, a person should just eat or drink or have sex simply because it makes him feel good. Right? Right? Whether a person should say, when he decides, for instance, to eat or drink, he's doing it for the purpose of keeping him healthy, right? That's the purpose of it, right? Right? That's why you shouldn't eat anything you want to eat, right? That's why you should only eat things that are healthy. That's what he means, that benefit the body, that are healthy. Whether they're bitter or sweet. So it's a very early insight into future diabetics, but you should not go ahead and eat things that are bad for your body, right? Even if they're very sweet. Now, for example, if someone's skin is hot, okay, and this gets back into what we're called humors, which is an idea of how the body's temperature should be in equilibrium. If a person's skin is hot, he should not eat meat or honey or drink wine. But you could drink this special type of water because even though it's bitter, because that makes you feel better. We know that a person can't live without eating or drinking. Also, kishi yivol, when a person has sexual relations, lo yivol el kedil havras gufo, v'lekayim es ezera. So there's two reasons why a person should have sexual relations. A, because it's healthy, and B, to procreate, right? Which is why nature created it this way. The v'kach in a bol kol zman shisaveh, right? Therefore, you don't have sexual relations anytime you want, anytime you desire to. El kol eis sheyeda shehut tzarech lahotzi shech v'zera, k'moderech harfu l'kayim es ezera. Rather, he should only have sexual relations, right? When he knows, because he needs to ejaculate, because for health reasons, right, or to procreate. So again, a person should only engage in sexual relations, right, when either it's because medically it's something important for him to do, right, which is what they believed at the time, or because of the purpose of procreating. Otherwise, his das wouldn't work when it comes to for the purpose of being boa.